USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Across the world, every country is dealing with the coronavirus. Here in the U.S., Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he's encouraged by the public's reaction to efforts by the House and President Trump.
The stock market reacted very positively to the bipartisan bill, to also the fact that we're ramping up testing dramatically, and the fact that we have all these big companies coming in and helping us in a public-private partnership.
Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institutes of Health talks about how long people should remain isolated.
It's going to be a matter of, several weeks to a few months. With China, they went to their peak and they are coming down right now. Just a day or so ago, 11 new cases in China, which is minuscule compared to where it was.
He was on Fox News Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
People coming from Europe have been waiting in line for hours at crowded airports to get medically cleared from the coronavirus.
I spent 3 hours, I think, maybe a little bit more, waiting to first get to customs and then waiting to get second step where I'm not sure what's happening.
It's very crowded, which is not ideal considering what this contagion is. It's the worst system I could think of.
On the streets of Moscow, police were responding to protests against Vladimir Putin's attempt to change the Russian constitution. The Kremlin has confirmed that Putin has asked Russia's constitutional court if a new amendment is legal. Putin's amendment would allow the Russian president to ignore the current ban on running again in 2024. That would pave the way potentially for 2 more 6-year terms, which would have him in office until 2036. Protesters say they want free and fair elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. and China are continuing to clash over the coronavirus crisis. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Chinese foreign ministry officials have suggested that members of the U.S. Army brought the virus to China, a U.S. diplomat, David Stilwell, calling it a conspiracy theory that's dangerous and ridiculous. It followed remarks last week by National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien accusing the Chinese government of covering up the initial outbreak for about 2 months.
And those 2 months, if we'd had those and been able to sequence the virus and had the cooperation necessary from the Chinese, had a WHO team been on the ground, had a CDC team, which we'd offered, been on the ground, I think we could have dramatically curtailed what happened both in China and what's now happening across the world.
He was speaking at the Heritage Foundation.
The coronavirus outbreak has people frantically trying to get supplies. Here's reporter Simney Kim in Seattle.
Shoppers are picking grocery store shelves clean as concerns over coronavirus continue to grow. At Costco in Seattle's Soto neighborhood, dozens of people waited in line just to get in long after the store opened.
Once you get in there, everybody running everywhere, so you have to run around, grab stuff.
We could barely walk to, it's crowded. And, yeah, people are, fighting. Sometimes, paper towels, we have to, weigh. People, keep grabbing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.